In the spirit of reconciliation, we acknowledge the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connections to land, sea and community.
We pay our respect to their elders past and present and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples today.
Can I sit with you?
Yes, you can sit with me.
And we want you to sit with us.
It's Dom.
And Ella.
You may know us from finding love on reality TV, and by that we mean with each other.
Two best friends figuring out life.
Chatting all things reality TV, because, I mean, how could we not?
And all things in between. Sex, relationships, dating, and navigating being a female in the world.
Unfiltered and fabulous advice from your two besties.
I mean, it's gas escaping your body.
Exactly.
Mine escapes through my asshole.
Alrighty. Wow, what a day. What an hour.
I mean, what another week it's been, really.
Oh my God.
It's been a day, it's been a week, it's been a month. It's really been a year.
Like, it's March. I feel like we say this all the time. How the fuck is it March already? I can't believe just like how much has already happened in the year. Like, it's a big 2024 is a big year for me because 30 and engaged.
I know. That's pretty amazing. Two big milestones in one year.
In 1 year.
Is pretty epic.
You know? And a dog.
And a dog. I mean, you've done it all, babe.
I feel like I can retire now.
You can retire. It's like, I've done it all. See ya.
I've done it all.
So how's your week been? This is your first actual week, you know, really.
Has it only been a week? Has it been 2 weeks?
Oh, it's been 2 weeks. I can't even tell the time.
I think it's been two weeks that I'm
engaged.
Okay,
it's been 2 weeks that you've been engaged. What has life been like for you being a fiancé now that it's sunk in? Because I feel like the first week is just a whirlwind. You're eating lots of cake. You're getting lots of flowers.
Dude, I got so much cake and so many flowers. And thank you to everyone who sent me flowers to my house.
I mean,
so much cake. Oh my gosh. Like, so much unexpected cake. And it got eaten. It got eaten. You might have seen
I love seeing Guy just eating the cake out of the fridge
because I was like, babe, that cake's on the way out. We've got another cake arriving really soon because someone had messaged me being like, I've actually got a cake for you. And so he literally just like ate the cake. Like, use his mouth, like, as a spoon. Anyway, it's been, like, such a high of the past couple of weeks. The first week it really was a bit of a blur, like, because I was just so busy and so much going on.
You were busy with work and then you're on like, cloud nine, really.
Yeah.
It's just such a high at the start.
It's just, like, this other layer to the relationship kind of thing. Like, you know, you're falling in love, you're in the honeymoon phase, and then you get over the honeymoon phase, and then we're engaged, and it really is just like, it's not like you're in love all over again, but it's just like this other layer that you didn't have in the honeymoon phase, and you haven't experienced it yet, and it's kind of like, every time I leave the house now, every time I'm driving, today was the first time I flew with a ring on my finger, and I was, yesterday when I left Melbourne. And I'm sitting on the plane and I'm on the window seat and I never sit on the window seat. But
when the shine from this, isn't it amazing?
I'm sitting there and I see all these like speckles reflecting on the wall.
Light.
And I'm like, what is that? And then I like looked down at my ring and my ring was like sparkling. And I texted Guy and I sent him a photo and I was like, wow, like this is weird. And I was like, you know, I actually feel like you're really with me now.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah. I was like, oh, you're with me everywhere I go now.
Oh.
Yeah, it was really nice. So it's just like this other layer that I have never experienced before. And it's like you just don't want it to end. It's just like you're all fluffy and lovey-dovey.
This is just the start now. This is just the next chapter in your life. So, I mean, it's such a beautiful way to get to embrace this new stage of your life, you know, celebrating, flowers, cake, lots of cake. We love cake.
So much cake.
And, just being in that love bubble. It's so nice.
And we had like his – and because it was also Guy's birthday and your birthday. God,
yes.
Everything was in the same week.
Yeah, it was intense.
It was a lot. And so we had his parents come over, which was really nice, and we just, like, caught up and talked about it. And, you know, it's just – it's really special. And, like, old friends, you know, pop up, like old school friends will send messages.
I don't know if we touched on this in the last podcast we did when you talked about your engagement, But did we say that it was the first time that your parents had met?
Yeah.
I'm curious. Are you planning now, considering that was the first time that they'd met when you guys got engaged, are you going to do like a dinner where it's
we
like...
We really should.
We
really should.
I was curious.
Well, we had the engagement dinner that Guy had booked, and so our parents were there.
Oh, they were there at that dinner. Oh, okay.
And like,
all right.
My mum and my stepdad were like DMing with Guy's mum.
With your in-laws? They're going to be... They're your in-laws now.
The in-laws, yes. Wow. Well, all these terms I've never used before. I don't think about them.
You're going to have a
brother-in-law. I know. Wow. I've got a lot.
I know.
Four brothers.
I know.
But, yeah, no, like, they had a really good chat that night. So I think, yeah, maybe another month, maybe we'll organise a dinner.
Yeah.
Well, what's my birthday soon anyway? So they'll see each other again
exactly.
then.
Exactly, yes.
How good's that?
I know. See, it's like, it was
okay,
like,
well,
it was
we don't need to organise a dinner then. They can.
Ella's like, they can chat in their own time.
They can have a mingle at the birthday because that's like 4 weeks away and that's going to be a really big night.
Yeah.
And that'll be a really fun night. But maybe after, like another month after that, we'll organise.
Are people still asking you about what the plans are for your wedding?
Yes.
Like, are people still pretty much like wedding, when,
like,
is it?
Flat out, when's the wedding? Have you got a date? Can I make your invitations? Can I make your wedding stationery?
There's wedding stationery?
I'm like, what's wedding stationery? Like little things that you have at the wedding. And I'm like, I don't know what that is. Look, I don't need it right now. I don't know what's going
to
happen.
Gee, it's just a lot, isn't it? Like, how many... Geez, I think back to when I planned my wedding and all of that extra shit is such an expense as well.
Oh.
Like, oh my God, weddings. The second you say wedding in front of anything, whether it's flowers, cake, fucking dress, venue, mate, the price just goes up. It's like, oh, well, there's a minimum for this when it comes to weddings and it's just like, oh my God, is it even worth it?
Yeah. I mean, look, we all are obviously allowed, we can all do what we want, right?
Yeah.
And the way I see it in my view is... I don't need the wedding. I don't need the traditional exchanging vows in front of family and friends. And I don't need, like, you know, the formalities of what legally binds you.
Yeah.
I don't need that.
Yeah.
I've never dreamt of it. I've never imagined it for me.
I mean, they call it formalities, but really it's like, why is that the formality?
Well, yeah.
It's why is it standing... Like, I understand that it's a beautiful thing standing in front of all your
totally.
Family and friends and, you know, saying that you love each other in front
sure.
of all of these people. But it's like, really?
But I'd also rather not spend a minimum 80 to 100 grand on 24 hours. I would rather not, to be honest, unless
I
was like, you know, multi-millionaire, billionaire, squilsonet.
I think my wedding all up costs probably about 30 grand.
That's
doing it on the budge.
That's actually really good.
I know.
Because all my friends, from what I have experienced, I'm like, okay, that's a house deposit.
Yeah.
And, you know, Guy and I, we're so open about what we want and we're both so easygoing with this and we're on the same page. And I think that's really important, you know, to communicate.
100%.
Before you even get fucking engaged, make sure that you communicate.
Because imagine
what
if
you want.
He wanted a big wedding and you're kind of like,
exactly. Like, imagine if he did come from a really traditional family and it needed to be fucking 250 people.
Oh my God.
Like, no, I don't want to.
My brother had like 350 people. I'm like, fuck, I don't even know if I know that many people.
Yeah.
And also, I do have to say hello to all these people.
And that's the other thing.
Exhausting.
I feel like the weddings I've been to, and I've been a bridesmaid 4 times, I have experienced it firsthand and as well received the advice from my best friends. And look, all of them have said, you know.
I wholeheartedly agree to this.
Even
every person that's had a big fuck-off wedding, not just after they get married because they're in their lovey-dovey phase, ask them fucking a couple months later, a couple years later, ask them, you know.
You're running
they...
around. You're hosting.
Mate.
You're stressing. Is everyone eaten? Has everyone had a drink? Is the music okay?
Have I said hello to everyone? Is everyone fucking happy? Is everything running on time?
And by the
off.
End, you end up phantoming your own wedding, getting Macca's on the way home.
100%.
Because you've hardly eaten the food.
Not even having sex on your wedding night.
And that's exactly right. Like, I went to a wedding in Byron a few years ago and we all kicked on and they were wrecked. They went
100%.
Home. Ate McDonald's and went to bed.
Also, do you think it's not normal to not have sex on your wedding night?
I don't think it really makes a difference, but like you'd want to.
I would think so too, right?
I mean, you would like to, you know, make love on your wedding night. But I also would think if that was me and I was hosting a wedding with all these people and I was socializing.
I remember being exhausted
as
fuck.
I would be cooked.
Yeah, you're cooked.
Yeah, I'd be like, get me out of this fucking dress. Oh, get me into a bath, take my makeup off and I'm going to bed.
Yeah, don't touch me, actually.
Well, that's what I imagine I would be like if I'm like that on after a night out when I don't even go out anymore. But if I do, I'm like cooked.
And also, by the way, at your own wedding, you never eat the food. I'm telling you right now, because you're too busy going around talking to everyone because you have to be a host and seeing if everyone's enjoying themselves. Yeah. You don't even fucking eat. You get home and you're starving.
Well, that's what I have seen with my friends getting married and having gone to weddings. They haven't eaten.
They go to Macca's, I'm telling you.
They do. They get drive-through on the way home in their dress and they eat it in the bed, probably sleep with the makeup on.
It's kind of iconic. I actually love that.
It sounds really cute, like it does, but also, I don't know. Would I rather just have a party and forget about the vows and forget about putting the extra zero on the price tag
at a venue?
Sure. You know, I don't need that traditional wedding. Look, if I was a multimillionaire, sure, it'd probably be a different reason.
Oh, yeah. But easy to make the choice. But fuck, when you work hard for your money.
We work hard, man. And like life is expensive. Living every single day on this earth is fucking expensive.
I know.
Having a wedding, eh. Or the wedding doesn't solidify the relationship. Same with a ring. Obviously, I love my ring and it's absolutely stunning.
Yes.
My fiance. You know, I know that he was working overtime but the ring, that doesn't sum up the relationship to me. Yes, it shows everybody around me I'm taken.
Yes, yes.
But this doesn't mean like a wedding and a ceremony doesn't define our love.
Your love. 100%.
You know? And like to me, you can have a baby and buy a house and that's more of a commitment than a legally bound document. Mm. It kind of seems like everyone fucking cheats these days. So marriage doesn't mean you're going to be faithful.
And there's a lot of fucking divorce as well, unfortunately.
And also these days it's like, well, children doesn't seem to be a reason either to be faithful.
Nothing's owning
a home together.
100%.
So it's like some people cheat on their partners in the home that they bought with their partner.
Yep. While they've got kids.
In the house. So, you know, I don't need to have a wedding.
Exactly.
I don't need to buy a house. I do what I want.
Yeah. But it's funny how all of these questions get out of the woodworks when this specifically happens. Hey?
When are you getting married? And then when you get married? Oh, when are you having a kid?
Oh, God, no.
Yeah.
I know. It's just the questions. It's like society just puts these pressures on.
Yeah.
And it's like when you reach a certain age as well. Why aren't you married?
Why don't you have kids?
Why haven't you settled down? Why are you still renting?
Maybe I want to do that.
Exactly. It's weird how people ask the questions, why? Why haven't you? Why haven't you? But it's like,
why not?
Why not?
Why not live mortgage free for the rest of my life? Why do I have to have kids? What? Like, it is weird. And
It actually is. That's the first thing that we choose
and
to ask
people.
And
it's because of the traditional ways of living and what, you know, different cultures and what our family, grandparents, you know, it's because of what they've done.
Generations before us did and everything and thinking, oh, that's the standard, you know what I mean? Like, that's what they've done.
You have to do.
That's what I have to do. I know. I'm kind of like, eh.
Yeah.
You know, I've kind of gone off that as well. But on that, what would you say is your trending of the week?
Jeez, you're trending like crazy.
That is so fetch.
What's trending? Ooh.
Well, okay, my trending, I actually know, while you're looking for yours.
Yeah.
Mine will be that on last Wednesday night.
Oh, yes.
I was in Melbourne and I was at Hamer Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And I was hosting a live event with Elizabeth Day, who is a podcaster, author, journalist. She's incredible. Someone that I get to call my friend now, which is amazing.
That's so nice.
And she was a huge fan of maths, and that's how we met. And then I ended up going on her podcast 2 years ago when I was in London. And now we've just stayed in touch.
That.
She came to my parents' farm on the weekend and we had a family lunch and it was just beautiful.
That's so nice.
But my trending of the week is getting on stage in front of 2,000 people,
which is
having
amazing.
To introduce, host, keep the conversation flowing with a person who is incredible and has had such an amazing career and it just little old me. So it was a moment where I was having a lot of imposter. It was pinch me moment, but also I had this like imposter syndrome of being like, oh my God, do I deserve this? Oh my God, I'm not good. Like I can't do this. I'm not like, oh my God. Like no, like Elizabeth, you know, interviewed incredible people like Gillian Anderson, Bernie Sanders, like politicians, actors, actresses, like, you know, so many people.
Yeah.
And then it's just little old me on this stage here trying to, you know, hold it together. But there was amazing feedback and so many people that were there on the night DM'd me and said that it was amazing. So for me, my trending of the week is putting myself out there in situations where I was literally shitting myself and the adrenaline, oh my God, the adrenaline come down.
Oh, mate. Imagine what Taylor Swifties was.
I don't understand. It takes me back to that. I'm like, her adrenaline, has she just like trained herself to not feel? I don't know. I really don't
She's
know.
She's had years of training and like professionals and specialists to help her. So she would have a routine of how to
You'd
bring
have to
down.
Be because you're. Yeah. I'll tell you what. She would. You would seriously have to because it is like an Olympic sport what she does. But when it comes to like that adrenaline and what I felt just in front of like 2,000 people was insane. And she's performing, you know, in front of 80,000 plus people a night.
It's mental.
You know what I mean? So that was my trending of the week, just putting myself out there. Yeah. And even though I was really, really scared, I did it and I'm really proud of myself. And now I can say, wow, I've done that.
You've done
you
it.
You know, like it's just
it's off the bucket list.
Oh, incredible.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Have you found what your trending is for the
I
week?
I have. Okay. So my trending of the week is I got to hand deliver the winner of my second giveaway.
Oh, my God, yes.
Which was so surreal but incredible.
Oh, that's so nice.
Jackie from Somerville, which I'd never heard of Somerville before. It's about an hour out of Melbourne. And she was just the sweetest. And where she lived, I mean, so peaceful like quiet, and it was a beautiful day, and like, you know, she welcomed me to her home and I met her husband.
That's
and,
so sweet.
And he was like, you know, thank you for making her so happy, she's never won anything.
Oh,
and I was
stop.
Like
oh my God,
it was just like the most incredible experience. James came with me, and I mean, and the reason why I guess I started this whole giveaway thing is because I wanted to give back, right, to the followers, to the people who have literally given
supported
me this platform.
Through everything,
And, you know, I have a successful podcast with you because of the followers. Yeah. You know, I'm able to travel and buy luxury items and do certain things because of the support of everyone who has been through it with us since 3 years ago.
I know, day dot.
So I wanted to give back, which I did one time, and then it was like, I can do this again. And I'm sort of, the goal is to keep doing it, you know, until I can't.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have a budget that I'm working within, and the goal is to hopefully grow the budget. But for now, you know, I know how exciting it is when you do get your first handbag. And, you know, since maths, I've been able to buy my own handbag for the first time ever. And, like, I know what that means and how hard it is to not only save but also to justify spending the money, because I've never been able to justify it. And it's a lot of money. To be able to give that to someone who also never imagined having it, never could have imagined wearing it down the street to a dinner with girlfriends or on a date or, like, even just by yourself on a walk to make you feel better.
It's just such a beautiful thing to be able to give back and do that kind of stuff. And I just...
It really
is. When you posted, like, the videos and you, you know, it's a really...
And she just, was just a free entry and it's so luck of the draw, but I was also like, you know what, like, it's your time to win. That was just, like... Giveaway number two. There's going to be a giveaway number three, and I've purchased...
I saw that it's Prada.
So I did I put a poll up because I was like, I really like Louis Vuitton. I don't know. It's always been something I've grown up seeing my mum wear.
Yeah.
So that for some reason now is just my favourite. I just feel like it never dates, you know?
Yeah.
But then I put a poll because I was like, well, it's not about me. It's about everyone else.
Duh. I love it.
So I put a poll up and everybody was, well, it was a tight vote.
Yeah.
But Prada took the lead.
Wow.
So, which love surprised that. Me because I actually don't own Prada.
Love that. So when is the next giveaway going up? Like when is the next?
It will be on, the next one will be open to enter on the 11th. So then you'll have 2 weeks to enter.
Wow.
And Yeah, I mean, it's just it's not favored or anything, just so that you guys know.
It's all done.
It's put into a website. Yeah. And then if you buy tickets, you can buy more entries and it automatically puts in your entries if you've purchased more.
Yeah.
Or if you've just had the one. So it's not favored or anything like that. It's done for me.
Wow, that's amazing.
But that's, I would say that's probably my...
You're trending.
Am I trending?
Guys, we've been talking since 9 o'clock this morning and we've gotten to that point
now
in the
4 o'clock, so the brain's like scrambled eggs up in here.
I mean, another thing we really need to talk about is that our new merch is live.
Oh, yes.
Our fucking gorgeous designer-esque merch, like, can I just say.
High-end Terry
toweling bucket hat. And also the chic as fuck tote bags.
So, guys, the merch is live. It's up and running. We've shared some links. If you haven't seen... It is on our sitwithus.co website.
Yes.
Otherwise, you can just, find the info on our...
Of course, all the links will be in the show notes, but also in the Instagram and in the Facebook group.
And because we are doing back-to-back episodes each time we record, like, we just recorded the maths recap, now we're recording the episode, so it's really hard to, like... separate where we were there and like bring in a different.
But I tell you what, back to like season one when we were just starting out, there is no way we could have done what we're doing now. Like we have literally trained ourselves to get to talking to the way we are now.
We've really got to listen to our first episode.
Oh my God. We should do an episode reacting to our first episode.
Oh my God. I remember when we got our mums on.
Oh, that's cute. We should do that again.
Yeah.
I feel like we need to have another episode now getting our mums back on.
Wow, that was like, I mean, it feels like a long time ago.
I mean, it is a long time ago.
But, yeah, imagine like going back and listening to our first ever episode.
We need to do that. I feel like that would be so fun.
Wow. It's crazy to think like how much we really have just like changed.
Oh, my God.
Up. How much our lives have changed, like everything that has happened. Like, I was going to move to Sydney. Like, we applied for a house.
I know.
Do you remember? We applied for a house.
Imagine if that...
Together in Sydney and it had a studio in the back and we were going to turn that into a podcast room.
But then you wouldn't have got with Guy.
I know.
Like, jeez.
Yeah. And I took that sign. I took that not getting the house as a sign not to do it. And then I didn't do it. And then I moved into my house.
Well, because it wasn't meant to be.
Yeah.
See what I mean?
It just wasn't. It was the perfect house.
Yes, it was.
It was the perfect house.
Yeah.
I don't remember where it was or what area, but we were like, this is great. It's brand new.
Yeah, I know.
Beautiful. We applied for it. You knew someone or something or
fuck. But well, that feels like a lifetime ago now.
I know.
I mean, it kind of is. Like so much has happened.
Well, I mean, I'm coming up to 2 years being in this house.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. 2 years in August this year.
Wow.
Mm. I know.
That's wild, babe.
I know. And Yuki is 6 months old.
Oh.
Can you believe that?
Still she's tiny. How much does she
tiny.
Weigh?
Tiny. I think she's like 1.5.
Hilarious.
She's tiny. She's 6 months old.
Is she going to grow?
I actually don't know. We didn't intend for her to be this small.
She's tiny, guys. Like, no, do you realize
she's tiny. Like, she's still a lot smaller than the cats. The cat's harness is still big on her.
It's hilarious.
But she's not growing. She's not growing. And she's not a miniature Pomeranian. She's not a teacup or anything like that.
Are you sure?
Well, the parents aren't teacups. So they're just small. But they're not like a miniature breed.
It's so hilarious.
It's hilarious. But, yep, Yuki's thriving. Eating everything still. She's
good
still,
girl.
You know, eating everything, destroying everything.
Oh, not good girl. No, we don't like that.
No. The cats are still... Yeah, beautiful.
It'll probably be bad until she's like just past one, by the way.
That's
where I never forget this stage of like the fucking destroying.
She's eating a hole in the couch.
Oh yeah.
There's a hole in the couch.
All I can say is don't leave your fucking handbags around.
No.
That's all I'm saying.
She can't reach where they are anyway.
Okay, good.
She's so fucking small.
Okay, but like
Millie can reach. Like Yuki cannot reach anywhere.
I know.
She actually can't reach anywhere. She's eating a hole in the couch, a hole in the throw. Had to throw two rugs out because she skid marked all over them.
Yuki!
So the rug's gone in the living room and the bedroom. And she had her first groom.
Oh.
So she came home like legit a pom-pom. Like she was so...
Oh my
so
God, did the people say
fluffy.
That she liked it or not?
Yeah, she said she was fine. She was absolutely fine. But she was a literal pom-pom. Like velvet fluff. And her head, it was like a circle. like, and because Pomerania, it was the funniest thing. So Pomeranians have got like two coats. So they share. She's gonna
coat. Yeah.
She's gonna look bald soon. So she goes to a really ugly phase. Apparently, she loses the coat that she has right now. She's gonna lose all the hair and look like she's got alopecia. And Pomeranians do get alopecia. They're prone to getting induced alopecia from grooming them too much. Yeah. So she's going to lose all of her hair and look really crazy.
Fuck!
Like, apparently she's going to look hideous. Yeah, like a little alien, like a hairless dog.
Poor darling. You have then, to get her a little coat.
Oh, God. And then she's going to grow a new coat. And then they get a double coat.
That's so like, insane.
Yeah.
So that fluffiness, oh my God, it's like her puppy fluff.
Yeah. It's like baby hair.
I remember when Millie had that and it was so cute. It's so cute and now she's got new fluffy
hair. Yeah. And like she had little like knots like in her hair on the bottom. So the groomer got them all out for me, trimmed around her tushy, trimmed the hair around her paws.
How would they have groomed her?
I actually don't know because I try and brush her, but she just bites me, so it's a bit hard. And because we can't really like praise her with treats because she's got such a sensitive stomach.
Oh, I know.
So she's not getting any treats. She's just getting her dog food. Like we don't get to, like we've tried them, but then she gets diarrhea and like she's really unwell. And because she's so little, when she's unwell, she's like she can't even hold herself up. Like she wobbles.
Poor Bubba.
Yeah, when she was like really sick from these treats that we gave her, which mind you, like the pet shop said perfectly fine for the dog, she literally was sitting there and like you could see her head wobbling because she was just so out of it. And then she'd like carry herself to the fake grass.
I would have been panicking.
Yeah, Guy and I were like, "What have we done? What's going on?" And she wasn't drinking any water.
Oh shit.
And so we cooked her chicken and rice. Like we literally got white rice, poached the chicken, mashed it all up, and she ate it.
Good girl.
And then crazy though, like how you could see that she was feeling better and when she just wasn't right because it's like she had a glaze over her eyes as well. Like she was just like – and she'd like slowly walk over and then like fall onto the ground, like body weight, like drop her head. It's
scary.
It's scary.
They can't talk.
They can't communicate. I know. And like her little belly, when you just like touch her leg, she just opens her leg a bit and the skin on her belly gets really hot.
Poor Baba.
Yeah, it's like really hot on her little tiny fucking 50 cent piece stomach. Like the little bald spot.
I don't know how she eats. Where does it go?
I don't know. And she poos like pretty much straight away. She'll eat and like 20 minutes later, she's taking a poo. It goes like straight through her. And her tummy is like this big.
I swear my Roman Empire is Yuki, this dog. I honestly, I'm fascinated by this fucking dog.
Honestly, she's fascinating. Her claws are pigmented like her body. She's got black and white claws. She's got black and white claws. The roof of her mouth pigment is patterned like her body. I don't know how this dog looks like this. Like, I don't know. And her eye, one's blue, one is half brown, half blue as well.
I just can't get over how tiny she is, man.
She's tiny. Her little face, like her tiny little nose and her little tiny little eyes. Aww. I just, every day I'm looking, even when I take her for a walk, I'm laughing at her.
I know.
She looks hilarious. And like she'll turn back and then like she has like this little prance and then she like turns around and looks at me. And her tail.
It's just the best.
Like Pomeranian tails, like sit up on their back.
Yes.
And it like indents her fur. So when sometimes she's sleeping, her tail is down, you can see the dint and the mark that the tail leaves on her fur. It's so weird.
Aww.
How rare. It's like it looks like a cowlick, like on her back.
I love it. I love learning all about
Yuki.
Yeah.
No, it's really interesting. Like she is a very interesting dog. I watch her sleeping and it's hilarious. Like the little body twitches and like the
oh my God, the body twitches of the
paw like the, flipping up. Yeah, flipping up. Like, well, guys, I mean, we just had so much random things to talk about today and I feel like sometimes we rock in and that's what happens.
Yeah. You know, just go with the flow here at Sit With Us.
We do. We go with the flow. We do have – oh, I just burped. Sorry, that was uncontrollable.
I've said it before, I'll say it again, I'll say it till I die. I fucking love Ella's burps. Every time she burps, I fucking laugh. I swear to God, I do. It's just the best. And I don't know if it's probably because I can't burp, I think.
Look, it's not a bad thing that you can't burp. I think that it sounds pretty hideous sometimes, especially if I'm like at home and I let one out and I'm like, oh my God.
You know those those belching ones, those ones that are like, ooh.
Yeah, no.
My brother does them and I'm just like, you need to go and see a doctor, bro.
I don't, that's like a belch.
Yeah, a belch. He does that and I'm like, dude, there's something fucking wrong there.
Like mine are just like cute little boop. Mine's like gas cute. From the mouth. That's what I imagine it. Like
she also doesn't fart, which I don't believe that.
Well, I feel like my farting is my burps. Because it's like the same thing, right? It's gas.
I mean, it's gas escaping your body.
Exactly.
Mine escapes through my asshole.
I think mine escapes through my mouth.
I fight in front of guy. In front of guy. I'm thinking.
Do you?
Because you don't fight in front of guy. I fight in front of Jack all the time.
No.
And I just will never forget once I did a fight in bed and Millie actually like went like that.
So she's like, what?
She's like, what's that? And I'm like, bitch, you fart too. So.
Oh my God, Yuki's farts.
They're the dog farts are the worst.
Oh my God. The other day I was lying on the couch with her her bum was right next to my face. No. And I was like, to guy, babe, that fucking stinks. He's like, what do you mean? I'm like, babe, are you all right? Are you like okay? And he's like, I didn't fart. And then I'm like, oh my God, Yuki's fart was like atomic.
I don't understand how these little animals.
Like so smelly, like a lethal gas bottle has gone off. And then she just kept letting them rip. This tiny little fucking thing right next to my head. I'm like, Degai, you need to come and smell this because it actually smells so hectic for a tiny little puppy.
Fuck.
And he actually messaged me last night being like, Yuki's letting them rip.
Gee, poor thing. She's very sensitive.
She's sensitive. And her tummy, you can hear it from miles away. Like you can hear it from the kitchen if she's on the couch. You can hear it making these like gurgling sounds. You know if it's not right. Like you just know because you can literally hear it.
You gotta ask the vet about this. Like what food you can put her on.
Well, we're giving her advanced, like good
That's rice fucking and chicken. Expensive shit.
Advance.
The dog food I buy for Millie, legit, is $168 a bag.
And how fast does she go through that?
I would say maybe 2 months. A big 25-kilo bag.
Well, see, Yuki has wet food and kibble.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the kibble, mate, it lasts bloody ages. Oh, she's one bicky at a time.
I know. When Ella told me that she eats one bicky at a time, fucking pissed myself laughing.
She picks up the biscuit that's the size of a pea, brings it to the couch... jumps up on the couch and eats it on the couch. The one bicky. Then she goes back down, jumps off, gets one more bicky, brings it back up, eats the bicky. Goes back down, bicky, bring it back. No joke.
To send you a video of how Millie eats and then you will be like, okay, fuck.
When we took her to the dog park on the weekend, all these golden retrievers were everywhere, like drinking the water from the drinking fountain.
Yeah.
And I'm like, such large tongues.
Yes.
Like, splat. Yuki. Like, this tiny little tongue licking, like.
How much water would she absorb?
Nothing. She, like, nothing. But these dogs are like, these big dogs. You just see all this water going everywhere.
I know. Oh, God.
And Yuki just gets, like, a little, like. Like,
she just cracks me up, man. Because I just.
She's so small.
She's just
hilarious.
I'm sure everyone listening that has pets that they're obsessed with can relate.
Talk about
like
them
we can
ages.
Just talk about them all day.
Yeah.
So I always feel like, you know, Millie's always trending in my life, in my world.
I think Yuki's definitely trending, and you know, I love the cats. It's a different kind of love.
It's
a totally different love. Obviously, the dog needs you more than the cats.
Mm.
The look, I feel like the look that the dog gives you is also a bit different to the cats.
Oh, 100%. There's like some kind of, I don't know.
They can communicate more than cats, I think. Like cats, they don't need a lot, so they don't really talk to you a lot.
Mm.
Whereas a dog, you can tell if it's feeling unwell. If it's bored, they'll get your attention.
Oh, my God.
If they want to belly rub, they'll lift the leg up. If they're hungry, Yuki digs in the bowl. Like, digs.
I love that she does that. If Millie's hungry, she just barks. And if I say Dinnies, she goes...
The head tilt?
The head tilt, and she's up.
Yeah.
If I say the word Dinnies at any time of day, she's like, she's going to get fed. I go, where does this bitch put it? Well, we all know she's got a fat ass. Even though she's on a diet, that's another story. But you know what we should do one day is get a vet on. Or like a dog behavioralist.
Yes.
That'd be really interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. That could be really...
We've just rambled this episode and you know what? Sometimes it's a bit chaotic. I actually love listening to rambles.
So do I. I love
rambles, shambles, gambles. Okay, rambles, guys.
Shambles, gambles. Well, on that note, I've got to catch a flight back home.
Catch flights, not feelings, babe. You know how what they say.
Well, that's right. I'll catch
Who said that? I think was it Drake? Can't remember.
I actually can't remember. But got to catch a flight out. Going to continue watching One Day on Netflix.
Oh, I haven't started watching this One Day. Apparently I need to.
I've only watched one episode. It's very cute, like cute romance. That's so far what I've seen.
Yeah.
Apparently it's got a very sad ending.
And it's got a sad ending. Everyone's crying on TikTok over it. Jack and I just started watching Shogun. It's on Disney. It's an FX show. It's pretty hectic. Like one moment the guy's there, next minute he's just chopped his head off. I'm just like, whoa, babe, you didn't tell me that this
is
was...
it real?
No, it's like a fiction. It's a
drama show. It's like a murder show.
No, fuck. I'm not watching people get beheaded. But this guy's getting his head chopped off. It's in Japan, based in Japan, and then there's this prostitute fucking someone in front of this guy, and I'm like, babe, you didn't tell me this show was going to be intense. I just want someone. Do you know what it is? At the end of the night, I just want to put something on that I don't have to think about.
Yeah, I'm the same.
That's why I like watching A Current Affair at night, because it's bullshit. I don't have to think.
Yeah, I like to watch The Office.
I can't watch a show.
The news gets me thinking.
Yeah, I know. It's
the news
too
gets
much.
Me thinking.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What do you guys like to watch at night when you're just trying to relax? I know a lot of people like Friends.
Yeah, mine's Friends, The Office, Seinfeld, Kath and Kim.
That kind of stuff. That's just like in the background.
No brainers.
Out.
The no thoughts. It doesn't make you think.
I know.
But anyway, on that note, guys, we love yous. And
I'm off to not think anymore, actually. I'm off to switch the fuck off my brain.
I will tomorrow. All right. Well, guys, we love you.
We love ya. Look, we have to leave ya, but we'll be back next week. If you haven't checked out our maths recaps, make sure you check them out now. Also, Sit With Us merch is now live.
Woo-hoo!
Hello. And also, please, guys, if you have a spare dollar, 50 cent in your pocket, please donate to Our World's Greatest Shave. We will leave all of the links in the show notes. But I am cutting all my hair off on the 19th of March, so it would mean the absolute world to me if you could donate. I'm going to be a pain in the ass and just nonstop talking about it. I've also been a pain in the ass and nonstop wearing my World's Greatest Shave t-shirts. Unapologetically, I'm also going to print off a QR code and carry that around with me everywhere. And I'm just going to ask people. I'm going to be fully unapologetically.
You need to.
Please donate to my World's Greatest Shave. This is the link.
Yeah, you need to.
So that's going to be me for the next month. But I'm chopping all my hair off and it's for a great cause.
Woohoo!
Love you guys.
Bye.